Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietallo Publications. This month we will be discussing digital twins. Jim, what is a digital twin?
Oh, thanks, Helen. A digital twin seems to be the latest cool phrase to describe simulators. Simulators have been around for a long time. I believe the Link simulator was the first simulator for airplane pilot training. However, a digital twin is a bit more descriptive. It is an exact replica of a real-world operating system, such as a pulp mill or paper machine.
Steve, can you give us a more complete description here?
Well, playing off of Jim's example above, the same way pilots can rely on automatic control of aircraft, once continuous and error-free automation is achieved for one mill area and eventually multiple mill areas, operators will be freed to observe more and intervene less. For the foreseeable future, there will be a need for operators in pulp and paper mills, but by utilizing advanced control coupled with the digital twin technology, mill operators will trend toward less direct intervention and more toward a supervisory role once this trust is gained and the ability of a mill to become more autonomous.
Thank you, Steve. And we'll be back after this message to discuss this further.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
And we're back. Jim, do you think digital twins are valuable?
Very, and they are relatively cheap to build, too. If one is constructing a paper machine or pulp mill, for instance, they are already doing all the programming that will be necessary to operate the mill. It is just a matter of placing programming behind the human interface that replicates the mill's real-time performance. One can even add upset conditions to show what happens when things are going wrong. For operators in training, it can be a very valuable learning tool.
Steve, do you have anything else to add?
Well, before digital twins, operator training was nearly all PowerPoint presentation and printed operating manuals from vendors. Most operators do not thrive in such a learning environment. The digital twin approach is more like the real thing.
And depending on how complete the digital twin, the trainers can see where operators make errors. They can then determine if those errors are operator-based or system-based. They can catch and correct these before real damage or injuries occur.
The key is to plan for the digital twin from the start of the project so it is complete and ready to use as a training tool in a timely manner.
And, of course, a digital twin does not eliminate the need for on-the-floor operator training. Operators need to know where the equipment actually is, what it looks like, and put their hands on it. It's not just imaginary on a screen.
Yes, you're right. There's nothing like seeing and touching the real thing.
Very interesting. Thank you, listeners, for supporting Pulp and Paper Radio International. If you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss in Wireside Chat, please send me an email at Helen, H-E-L-E-N, dot Rausch, R-O-U-S-H, at ipulpmedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.